This is In the Moment. I'm Brendan Gakin, and welcome to Summer with the Symphony, a series of performances by the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra, airing every Monday through August 26th. We're kicking off the series with Antonin Dvorak's American Suite in the first hour, and three pieces from Native American student composers in the second hour. We'll begin with Dvorak's American Suite, Opus 98B in A major, performed by the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra. For this performance, the orchestra was led by music director Delta David Geyer. He was joined by Jared Wallen on banjo and John Pennington on spoons. First, you'll hear Fantasia on a minstrel tune of Dvorak, followed by historical context and an introduction of the American Suite from director Geyer.
Okay, so try to guess the composer of that minstrel dance. Maybe Stephen Foster? Could be. Try Antonin Dvorak. What we just heard was a theme from the final movement of Dvorak's American Suite, which we're about to perform for you. Here's Dvorak's version of that tune. So Dvorak based that tune on banjo songs he'd heard in New York. In fact, in his piano version of this American Suite, he has the piano imitate a banjo. So what's going on here? Well, how many of you remember the Dvorak and America Festival we did about 3 years ago, the first time Joe Horowitz was in town? Yeah, a few of you, yeah. So, tonight's concert is a kind of sequel. to that. We're beginning with Dvorak in New York City. And this quintessential Czech composer's efforts to help American composers find a style Americans would recognize as their own. One outcome of this amazing initiative was Dvorak's own New World Symphony of 1893. This is a work saturated with three influences. First, the, quote, Negro melodies that Dvorak adored, including plantation songs and also minstrel songs by Stephen Foster inspired by the melodies of the plantation. Secondly, the music and lore of Native Americans. As you may remember, Dvorak attended Buffalo Bill's Wild West show, and in Iowa, where he lived during the summer of 1893, he hung out with members of the Kickapoo Medicine Show. And thirdly, Dvorak was inspired by the sadness and majesty of the American West. Never before had he encountered such vast, unpopulated landscapes. You could say that Dvorak summed up America with three distinctive traits: African Americans and the tragic legacy of slavery, Native Americans and the tragedy of their likely extinction, and a New World landscape unlike any to be found in Bohemia, where he was born. That's a pretty good job of figuring out what makes us different, I would say. So all of these ingredients may be found in his famous New World Symphony. The American suite we're about to hear comes later, after his Iowa summer. It's actually a further development in Dvorak's American style that doesn't any longer actually sound like Dvorak. Think of the American suite as a series of New World postcards, a sequence of impressions recorded by an inquisitive and empathetic visitor. For instance, in movement 3 of the American suite, Dvorak begins with a dance inspired by the minstrel shows he attended in New York City. After that comes a poignant tune inspired by the plantation songs, or spirituals, which he heard sung by his assistant, Harry Burleigh. Then there's a plaintive third theme in Dvorak's Indian mode. Dvorak isn't attempting to imitate the Indian music he heard in America. Rather, he's evoking the plight of the Native American. I would call this music desolate. Dvorak adored Spillville, Iowa, his home during the summer of 1894. Later in life, he even thought of retiring there. The Iowa summer was an amazingly productive one for Dvorak. He composed his famous American Quartet, also a quintet and a viola sonata, all of it music breathing the contentment and fragrant open air of his summer home. The American suite, composed when he returned to New York in the fall, evokes the Iowa prairie like this.
Mm-hmm.
And Dvorak finishes the American suite with an Indian dance. Think of the triangle you'll hear as bells on the dancers' moccasins. Midway through this last movement, he transforms this Indian dance into the same minstrel tune you heard played on the banjo just a few minutes ago. So here's the whole American suite, 20 minutes long and 5 movements. Thank you.
The South Dakota Symphony Orchestra performing Antonín Dvořák's American Suite, Opus 98B in A major. This performance took place November 17, 2018, in Mary W. Somervold Hall at the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls. Delta David Geyer directed the orchestra, and before the American Suite, we heard Fantasia on a Minstrel Tune of Dvořák, which featured Jared Wallen on banjo and John Pennington on spoons. The performance was recorded by Earsay. I'm Brendan Gakin. Stick around. Summer with the Symphony continues next hour as the orchestra performs three pieces by Native American students.